Paul, you have said that you believe that life begins at conception and that abortion ends an innocent life. If you believe that, how can you support a rape exception to abortion bans? And how can you support the morning after pill? Aren't those lives just as innocent?
They may be, but the way this is taken care of in our country, it is not a national issue. This is a state issue. And there are circumstances... There are circumstances where doctors in the past have used certain day-after pills for somebody with rape. And quite frankly, if somebody is treated, you don't even know if a person is pregnant. You don't even know if there's a disease. But if it's 24 hours after rape, I don't know where how you're going to police it. So I don't think you should create—we have too many laws already. Now, how are you going to police the day-after pill? It doesn't make any sense to me in a practical matter. So I would say that nobody can outdo me on respect for life. I've spent a lifetime dealing with life, but I still think there is a time where the law doesn't solve the problems. Only the moral character of the people will eventually solve this problem, not the law.